We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Yeah, it's the podcast where Spencer Parks, that's me. I am reading the dictionary, I talk about it, I make jokes, I try to explain things a bit more clearly, partially for me, partially for you, but you probably know everything already, and that's how the show goes. And sometimes there's songs, and sometimes there's guests, and it's just all, it's all education and silliness and fun. And that's why it's called edutainment, the best usage of that word ever. I hope you're learning something, and I hope you're having fun. Okay, the first word in this episode, the first section of page 329 is, it's a good one, déjà vu. I guess some people also say more Frenchy, déjà vu, déjà vu. It is spelled D-E-J-A, that's the first word, and the second word is just V-U, and there are accents on the E and the A in the first word. Okay, so they're different. The E is boop, and the A is pew. I hope you know what those mean. This is a noun from 1903, 1A, the illusion of remembering scenes and events when experienced for the first time. I feel like I have deja vu every single time I record this podcast because it's just the same thing over and over again. No, I don't actually have deja vu when I record this, but I do get it sometimes, and it is the weirdest feeling. The illusion of remembering scenes and events when experienced for the first time. You're experiencing it for the first time, but you feel like you have experienced it in the past. How is that even possible? It's so weird. 1B. A feeling that one has seen or heard something before. It's kind of the same idea. It's just, I feel like I heard that before. It's deja vu. And number 2, something overly or unpleasantly familiar. Overly familiar or unpleasantly familiar. I have not heard of this definition before. When does this get used? How can something be overly familiar? I mean, it's kind of the same idea of, oh yeah, I experienced this before. I'm extra familiar with it. Unpleasantly familiar. That's another weird one. Something that is so familiar to you that it's unpleasant. I just can't even think of what that might be. This is French. I guess it's an adjective. I think that's what it's saying. Or maybe that means A-D-J means something else here. Anyway, it literally means already seen. Already must be déjà, and vu must be seen. Because there's the V, like vision. That's what I'm guessing. This is a fascinating thing that happens. I think we all get it. Is there anybody in the world who has never had deja vu before? Please, 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 please tell me. Email, social media, messages, Google Voice, whatever, all the different ways to contact me. It's all in the show notes. Please tell me if you have never experienced deja vu. I mean, maybe you wouldn't know, but I feel like you'd have to know. If you've experienced this, you know you've experienced it. And this is just one of the most fascinating things of the brain. And of course I have to mention, in the Matrix, when there's a deja vu, there's a glitch in the Matrix. So maybe that's what's happening. Maybe this is all a simulation and it's just glitching out. We have another word. We have a lot of other words. It is deject or deject. First form, adjective from the 15th century. It is archaic because the synonym is dejected, which we will get to shortly. The second form of deject is a transitive verb from 1581, and it just means to make gloomy. Deject. This is a Middle English word, which means to throw down. From the Latin word dejectus, although do they say a J sound differently? Is it like dejectus? I feel like it might be. That is from the verb diacere, diacere, which is from de plus jacere or yacere, which means to throw. And there's more at the word jet, because a jet is throwing itself through the sky. So throwing and throwing down, but then deject means to make gloomy. That's kind of an interesting one. The next word. It is dejecta. De at the beginning or D. Dejecta, dejecta. This is a noun from circa 1829. The synonym, there's two of them, it's feces and excrement. So it's the stuff that is being dejected. Your butt is throwing down the feces and the excrement out into the toilet. Hopefully it's going into the toilet. It is the dejecta. This is Latin, that's the neutral plural of dejectus or dejectus. So it's the plural. It's all of the stuff that comes out. The dejecta. This is a word that we need to add this to our list of words that we use for poop. Don't you think? Feces, excrement, dejecta. The next word. Dejected. Dejected. So this is the synonym for the first form of deject, which doesn't get used anymore in this context. So the real word is dejected. Adjective from 1581, 1. Cast down in spirits. And the synonym is depressed. Yep, if you're feeling depressed, you're feeling dejected. It's just really, it's another way to say it, but depression, depressed, is more of the official kind of medical term. Dejected, maybe you feel rejected, and that's why you are dejected. 2A, this is obsolete, and it's talking about the eyes, and the synonym is downcast. So if your eyes are looking down, I guess, you could say that they are dejected. You are throwing the gaze of your eyes down. Throw down, deject, dejected. 2B is archaic. Throw down. There it is, right there. Just throw. If you throw something down to the ground, you are dejecting it, I guess. Or it has been dejected. 3 is obsolete. And this is lowered in rank or condition. Yeah, it's all about putting something down. Down, down, down to the ground is what it is. Dejectedly is an adverb. And dejectedness is a noun. And so now I am curious, for the first form of deject, which definition are we talking about? Is it the first one? It's the only one that gets used these days, cast down in spirits. So maybe that's, they used to say, I feel deject, or I am deject. I don't know. That's an interesting context. But yeah, or maybe it's talking about the eyes or throwing down or lowered in rank or condition. The next word. Dejection is a noun from the 15th century. It's just lowness of spirits. So again, if you're feeling dejected, you have dejection. Ooh, my stomach, I got dejection. The next word. De-jury. De-jury? Or de-jury? It is two words. So the first word is D-E. The second word is J-U-R-E. J-U-R-E. So you can say de jure. Yeah, de jure or de jure. This is an adverb or adjective from 1611.1. By right? Oh, there's two parts to this. It's by right, R-I-G-H-T, B-Y, R-I-G-H-T. Should I just spell this whole podcast? Every word I come across, I'll just spell it. And then the second part to number one is of right, O-F-R-I-G-H-T. By right, of right, de jure. Number two, based on laws or actions of the state, as in de jure segregation. So this definitely seems like this is probably in the legal world, but how, I'm still confused by it because I'm not a lawyer. I didn't study this stuff, and a lot of the things that they say are just kind of confusing if you are not studied in it. De jure segregation. So based on laws or actions of the state, the segregation maybe in a school or something was decided by the state. So it's de jure. Yeah. We are now in the DEK section. The first is the prefix deca or dec, D-E-K-A or just D-E-K. And it just says C deca with a C. And we talked about that a long time ago. It's all about, I think it's 1/10 of a thing. And listening back to those episodes where I was so confused about decimeter, deci, D-E-C-I, that's a tenth of a thing. D-E-C-A or D-E-K-A, I think is a ten of a thing. I think I have that right. I hope I have it right. I already sounded very stupid when I talked about decimeters and is it a tenth of a meter or is it 10 centimeters? And because later when I was listening to it, and I think I put this in the show notes, I realized, oh yes, a millimeter is a 1/1000th of a meter. A centimeter is 1/100th of a meter. A decimeter is 1/10th of a meter. So it all tracks. It really does. The next word. Decagram. Noun from 1810. Go see the metric system table. Just go do that and you'll learn about a decagram. The next word. Decaliter. Noun from circa 1879. See the metric system table. Decameter. Noun from circa 1879. See the metric system table. There's a pattern. The next word. Decametric is an adjective from 1968, and the synonym is just decametric with a C. So if you want to relearn that one, go back to that episode. It's not that far away. Next word. Deke. D-E-K-E. Deke. Verb from the 1961 year. First is transitive. To fake out of position. To fake out of position. So who are you faking? An opponent. And what is their position? Or where is this all happening? In ice hockey, that's an example. So to fake an opponent out of position, as in hockey, ice hockey. If maybe you're on offense and you're going to take the puck with your stick to the goal, and then you're doing some fancy juke moves, and then you fake somebody out and you get around them and you score the goal, you have deked them, I guess. Intransitive says to deke an opponent is deke. Deke is also a noun. That's a funny word. It says it's short for the second form of decoy. What was that one? It was all, I think that was the one about getting to lure by or as if by a decoy. Yeah, luring away from their place, their position in the hockey on ice. Hockey on ice. The next word. This is the beginning of the DEL section, which is going to go on for a little bit. Boop, 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 boo. DEL, abbreviation for one, delegate or delegation, or maybe delegate. And then number two is delete. The next word. Del again with a capital D. This is the abbreviation for Delaware. And usually we don't see the states in this this book, but we are going to see this one later this episode because of reasons. The next word. Delamination. Noun from 1877. Separation into constituent layers. And delaminate is an intransitive verb. I mean, I would have thought that it was just taking away the laminating stuff on a piece of paper, delaminating it. But no, this is separation into constituent layers. So if there's a bunch of layers on a thing, maybe if you got a cake, a multi-layered cake, and then you take off it layer by layer, then you are delaminating the cake. I guess I kind of do that when I eat it. I kind of eat it in layers. I like to save the frosting for the end so I can feel just the worst. The next word. Boop. Boop, ba-doop, boop, boop. It is delate. D-E-L-A-T-E. I think some people are so late, we need to delate them so they become early. This is a verb from the 15th century. Looks like it is only transitive. Number one. The synonyms are accuse and denounce. Accusing somebody of doing something, you're denouncing them because you don't like what they did. It's delate. Number two, the synonyms are report and relate, which you'd probably just say relate. Now, that's interesting. Relate and delate are the same? I hate it when that happens. Delation is a noun, and delater with an O-R, that is also a noun. I'm not sure. Let's read the etymology. This is from the Latin dilatus, which is from the verb deferre, which means to bring down or report or accuse. So dilatus is from de plus latus, which is from the verb ferre, F-E-R-R-E, which means to bear. And I believe the episode that just was aired, that aired today, September 24th, because I listened to it this morning, I think the etymology of the word in that episode also had very similar etymology. Deferre, ferre, to bear. And there's more at the word tolerate. So yeah, this isn't really helpful. I, again, have to just guess. I'm guessing that delate is, again, maybe used in the legal world. Because this is not a normal word, I don't think. The next word. Weep. Delaware, with a capital D. Noun from 1721. 1. A member of an American Indian people originally of the Delaware Valley. And number 2, the Algonquin language of the Delaware. That would be of the Delaware people. So the Delaware people speak a language that is Algonquin, and they used to live in the Delaware Valley until some people came over and probably kicked them out and murdered them. And that's what happens. That's not what happens. That is what happened. We are trying... Let's not do this anymore, please. I'd like to think that we're all over the world. The people are all over the world. I don't think that... But, you know, it's still, you know, Russia, Ukraine, it's still kind of happening in a different way. There's also the river, the Delaware River. That's where it says that it gets its name from. But I think I would guess that the people, the Delaware people, maybe they just name themselves that. So that's where the word comes from themselves. Also, we say Delaware or Delaware, but how would they pronounce it? Did they say it differently? The next word, delay, delay, first form, noun from the 13th century, 1A, the act of delaying, also the state of being delayed, as in, get started without delay. I really like to do that. I like to just get things done so I don't have to worry about them later. Because if I don't, I might forget, and I lose my motivation. Let's do it right now. 1B, an instance of being delayed is a delay. Oh, we have been delayed. We have a delay, people. Maybe we are delayed because the plane was being de-iced. Again, you need to be listening to these episodes in order, you dummy. 2, the time during which something is delayed, as in a delay of 30 minutes. Well, for a plane, that's not too bad. I can deal with that, maybe. Unless I got a layover, then we might cause some problems. The second form of delay, this is our last word, and unfortunately, again, this is happening. The synonym information is right in the middle of this column, so it has to be pushed to tomorrow's episode, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot. There's a lot because there's two sections. There's two sections of delay synonyms. Okay, so the actual definitions, though, for the second form of delay, which is a verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive. 1. The synonyms are put off and postpone, as in delay a departure. 2. To stop, detain, or hinder for a time, just for a time, as in the mails were delayed by heavy snows. And who says the mails with an S at the end? The mails? Maybe just the mail. That's how I would say it. But anyway, there was a lot of snow, so the mail got delayed. People didn't get their mails. Not right away, at least. 3, to cause to be slower or to occur more slowly than normal, like my brain. As in, delay a child's development. And here we go with intransitive. To move or act slowly. Also, to cause delay. Yeah, if you are moving or acting slowly, you may cause a delay. Maybe people are waiting for you and they're saying, come on, don't walk so slow. Get your butt over here. Why are you so slow? You don't have an injury. You are a perfectly capable human being. We have to catch a train. Get! Delayer is a noun. You are a delayer. There are some words in this episode. We're gonna pick one. We're gonna pick one. Cheesy blasters. We had today deja vu, deject, deject, dejecta, dejected, dejection, de jure, deca, decagram, decaliter, decameter, decametric, deek, del, delamination, delate, Delaware, delay, and delay. The runner-up has got to be dejecta, but the one that is going to be the word of the episode is déjà vu. I mean, I don't know. You know. We know. It's fine. It's just a fascinating thing that our brain does, and I want to know why. Maybe we should put a link in the show notes where people, you can go read up maybe what people think this is happening. What is happening in our brain? Is it breaking? It's just a fascinating thing. Maybe there's people who are experiencing deja vu like all the time. Maybe we should find out if that happened. Again, if you've never experienced deja vu, if you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, call in, leave an email, voicemail, message, whatever it is. It's just a fascinating feeling. But maybe there's something else going on. This is the end of the episode. Deja vu, deja vu, deja vu, 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 vu. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.